July 27, 1851. Boston Spa, Saratoga County, New York. Letter to Leonard W. Hastings and Harriet Arabella Hastings. Mainly news to friends regarding the Whites' impending move to Saratoga Springs, New York. Plans for publishing the visions, and the imminent arrival of son Edson and Ellen's sister Sarah. Dear Brother Hastings and Sister Harriet, we received a letter a few days ago from you, which you sent to Paris, Maine, and they sent it here. You speak of Sister Gorham, Elizabeth Gorham, and want advice. We cannot see how there can be any wrong in her boarding that man, providing that she will not have to work so hard and will not have to cook for him on the Sabbath. I have conversed with James about it, and with some others. They see it just as I do. We do not think that God will condemn Sister Gorham in the least. We should love to see you all, but do not expect to have the privilege. Here we are in the state of New York. We make our home at Brother Thompson's, Jesse Thompson, at whose table we are now writing. He and his wife are wholehearted in the truth. They have four daughters with them in the faith. Their ages are 24, 22, 20, and 12. They are good-hearted girls and are trying to serve God. Their voices were never heard in prayer until after the Milton, New York, conference. We had a powerful season of prayer, and the burden of their cases was rolled upon me. I pled the promises of God for them, and could not give it up, and finally their voices were raised in prayer to God. It was a sweet season. God has commenced to work for this family, and our prayer is that it may be carried on to His own glory. Brother Thompson used to be a Christian minister. He preached 20 years before he embraced the Second Advent doctrine. He is quite powerful when the Spirit of God rests upon him. James is busily engaged writing for the paper. We get our publishing done about 9 miles, 14 kilometers from here, to Saratoga Springs, New York. We have been trying to get a house at the springs, but so many are flocking there from quarters of the world to drink the spring water that rent is very high. And after we should pay a great amount of rent, we should have to take up with just what we could get. As soon as cold weather comes, the fat and lazy will go from the springs, and we can get cheaper and better rent. There is quite a company in this vicinity who are out in all the truth. And then there are others who are not fully established. Preble has been around here and has injured some, but our prayer to God is that He would palsy the influence that he has had, and that he would let the clear light upon his truth shine out so as to establish the wavering. My health had been quite poor for a few days, but I am now better. I have been writing out the visions that God has of late given me that will benefit his children, and we shall have all the visions published in a pamphlet in a few weeks. Were it not for this, I would write the visions to you, had I time. I suppose you have got the last paper by this time. The next paper will contain many good letters, I trust. James enjoys quite good health for him. Our friends from Maine have not yet arrived. We expect them every day. We need their help. We should love to see you all very much. Will you not write to us and tell us all how you get along? We feel interested for you. We have not forgotten you, although we have been silent so long. May the Lord bless and strengthen you. We love you and will never cease to pray for you. Remember me to Sister Gorham. Tell her not to be bound and oppressed by the enemy, but keep up good courage. Our warfare is almost over. Much love to all your children. Tell them to be watchful and press their way to the kingdom. They must be sufferers with Jesus if they would be partakers with him of his glory. Gaze upon the lovely Jesus until you reflect his lovely image. Pray for us, all of you that love God, and do not neglect to write to us. James sends love to you both, and all the children, and Sister Gorham. In love and great haste,